news media corporations actually function with eyes wide open? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, examines this question.
It has been commonly understood that media, in its news role as a watchful eye, is essential for the healthy functioning of societies and markets. In this view, commercial news firms have internal controls that supposedly safeguard them from undue influence. Therefore, they should be able to freely investigate both governmental and industry practices with the intent to disclose irregular, illegal, and unethical behaviors. However, we questioned this assumption and sought to better understand how news firms are managed. We wanted to learn if they are governed in ways that empower them to be objective and independent so that they may truly function with eyes wide open. Our analyses of two media corporations revealed that both lacked the necessary robust prerequisites and processes to fully ensure open, transparent, and effective governance. We found only partial evidence that these firms complied with widely accepted corporate governance best practices and norms. In contrast, these firms exhibited signs of weak stakeholder engagement and fragmented governance practices. We concluded that these media firms, perhaps challenged by internal pressures and dependencies on revenues from non-media firms, may risk having one eye blind. Sadly, they may not have the best eyesight needed to help society and markets be more accountable.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.